Unit 10. Politeness.
いますか?
Versus
いらっしゃいますか?
The significance of observing the appropriate levels of politeness when you speak to Japanese people, especially those whose social status is apparently different from yours, cannot be overstressed. Although as a foreign speaker, you are not always expected to know subtle nuances, if you wish to get ahead in business, for instance, having some knowledge concerning the levels of politeness and actually practicing them in your communication will surely help you in your attempt to attain your personal and professional goals. In this unit, you learned
いますか?
And
いらっしゃいますか?
They both mean, is here? The latter is far more polite than the former. If you are telephoning to a close friend's home and you ask another person in the family for your friend, you may safely ask
わいますか?
When speaking to a business associate, however, you would generally use
いらっしゃいますか?
You will find it necessary to make a distinction between the way you address your close friend and your business associate, or even your friend's family members. Initially, you may find the concept of using different expressions to convey different levels of politeness difficult to understand and remember. But stop and think for a moment about your regular English usage. While you may use the same words or phrases in different situations, you express your politeness by subtle changes in your tone, your intonation, or even sometimes your voice. You do not say, "How are you?" in exactly the same way when you see your friend, your grandmother, or when you greet an extremely important guest to your company or family.